Okay. All right. So first off, we need a motion to have the electronic meeting certification.
Tom, so moved.
Do we have a second?
Second, Dennis Fairhoff.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to allow us to do the electronic meeting. All those in favor, and I'll do the roll call. Steve Hill.
Aye.
Mike Bennett. If you say yay or nay when I say your name, please.
You're on mute. He went on mute.
Mike Bennett.
Aye.
Dennis Baroff.
Aye.
Bob Runkle.
Aye.
Tom O'Halloran.
Aye.
Robert Bradford.
Aye.
All right, motion passes. All right, call this meeting to order. We'll have a quick moment of silence. Okay. We'll do the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pretend.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
With liberty and justice for all.
All right. All right, we need a motion. Were there any additions or corrections to the March 2nd minutes?
No. Bradford makes a motion to accept the minutes.
Okay. Robert Bradford made a motion.
Tom. I'll second that, Tom.
Tom second. All those in favor?
Roll call.
Roll call. Steve Hill.
Yay.
Mike Bennett. Mike.
Yay.
Dennis Burrell.
Yay.
Runkle.
Aye.
Tom.
Okay, yes.
All right, motion passes.
Bradford. Aye.
You made the motion. Well, that's
yeah,
Bradford.
I know.
My fault.
Yeah.
We had enough. Get Bradford. All right. We have the consent agenda, which is the education report, technical, well, operations report, treasurer's report, and there was one NRCS plan. I assumed it was approved.
Tom has signed it. Tom reviewed it and signed it, correct.
Okay, and then we also had the legislative report that came yesterday. That will be in the consent agenda. We're going to pull out technical committee because we have to talk about the bids. So we need a motion and a second to approve the consent agenda.
I so move, Bradford.
Second, Dennis Fairhoff.
Okay, we have a motion from Bradford to approve the consent agenda and second from Dennis Fairhoff. All those in favor, say aye when I say your name. Steve Hill.
Yes.
Mike Bennett.
Aye.
Dennis.
Aye.
Runkle.
Aye.
Tom.
Yes.
Bradford.
Yes.
All right, motion passes. Okay, now we'll go to the technical committee.
We received, we had a bid solicitation out for a dam. It was Beautiful Run.
Beautiful Run 2A, reconstructing the shoreline wave berm on the upstream face of the dam. We had five contractors attend the pre-bid meeting, mandatory pre-bid meeting. We only had one of those contractors submit a bid. I have no idea why that was, but it is what it is. I'll let Robert go from there.
We received a bid, and I don't have it exactly in front of me, but we received a bid for $168,000, to construct this wave berm. We have decided at the present time not to accept this bid. We will reach out to the contractor and may possibly ask for some breakdown to the actual bid to see why the cost has significantly gone up from the last sway berm that was constructed for the district by the same contractor. So at this moment, there's no approval needed for acceptance of the bid, but it did get open. And basically that, and everything, all the handouts and your technical.
There was an addendum recording yesterday afternoon, which was the update to the tech minutes.
And everyone, Greg said there's an addendum for yesterday afternoon. Anybody didn't see it, it was sent out by Greg. So any questions? Okay, I move that we accept the technical committee report. That's Bradford.
Do we have a second?
Frankel, second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to accept the technical committee report. Steve Hill?
Aye.
Mike?
Aye.
Dennis?
Aye.
Runkle?
Aye.
Tom?
Aye.
And Bradford?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Hey, Lynn.
Yes.
You could actually let Tom go now if you want, because official business is over.
Tom, if you need to leave now, if you want, thank you, Tom.
Yep. Okay, no. I'll see you all later.
All right, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Hey, just one note. There is a association board meeting next 2 weeks. I forget what day it is, like the 15th, 14th. Just let everybody know. I'll be in on that virtual Zoom call. So then I'll turn it over to Debbie. Do you have any announcements or anything you need to say, Debbie?
Yes, I'll just make a few comments. We do have a few things that are going on throughout the program area. The fiscal year just our third quarter just ended, so quarterly reports will be due. I see in your operations report that y'all are working on your budget, so that's good. You're online there. Secondary considerations will be due before June 30th, so that's something the technical committee is going to have to be working on. average cost list. This has become a pretty big issue in some places in the state where material costs have escalated greatly for many of our BMPs, and so we're really encouraging districts to really take a very, very hard look at your average cost share list this year, because when you have your average cost list, you really don't have a mechanism of changing those throughout the year. So even though the Soil and Water Board might be looking at a provision to maybe allow districts to change it once during the year, there will be kind of some strings attached to that. So I would really encourage the district to look hard at your average cost list before you establish those for the next fiscal year. There are changes coming to the Ag Tax Credit Program, and this is going to really help out a lot of producers, because instead of the tax credits being based on total eligible costs, tax credits will now be based, effective July 1st, on out-of-pocket costs. So that means that a producer will be eligible for greater tax credit, and also the amount has been changed for our BMP tax credit from $17,500 to $25,000. And if you have a certified resource management plan, you'll be eligible for up to 50% tax credit of your out-of-pocket cost, up to $50,000. So there's some real changes coming on as far as tax credits, just to let you be aware of that. We have another program that is going to be starting July the 1st. It's called DCR Small Herd Initiative. And I won't spend a lot of time talking about it, but it is in my report, and I'd appreciate if you kind of take a look at it, and the technical committee can maybe talk about this maybe at your next committee meeting. But basically, you'll recall that the governor signed a bill in the 2020 General Assembly that we commonly call the Bay Bill, and that's the bill that is going to require anyone that has more than 20 bovines to install and maintain stream exclusion fence. Now, that's not going to be effective until July the 1st of 2026, but this small herd initiative is an attempt to try to reach out to folks that have cattle herd size 20 to 35 that might not normally rank out as high for cost share. So there's going to be this new program. Culpeper District is one of, I believe there's 7 districts that are going to be targeted for this program. So that's coming on too. There's a lot of training going on. I have those listed in the report. The Area 2 spring meeting, this is important, will be on May the 12th.
Yeah, that's important.
From 10 to 12, it'll be a virtual spring meeting. And I just got off the phone with Kendall Tyree. Steve Hill, you still on the call?
Yes, I am.
Good. I want you to hear this part. So you'll recall that the association was supporting a change in legislation of the composition of the Soil and Water Board. Last year, Area 2 had submitted a couple names to go forward, and the governor chose to appoint someone else other than the names that were submitted from the area through the association forward to the governor's office. The piece of legislation that was approved assures that there will be a geographic representation on the Soil and Water Board, and there will be a representative from each of the 6 areas. So as a result of that, effective July the 1st, the composition of the Soil and Water Board will change. So they have asked Area 2 to come forward with 2 names. They must be farmers. And Steve, we're hoping that you and Joe Thompson will agree to have your names go back in. Greg Coyner is not a farmer, so therefore he is not eligible. And you'll probably, Steve, be hearing from Jim Gelson in the next day or so to formally ask you whether you would consider have your name sent forward again or not. But we certainly are hoping to get 2 names of either directors that are farmers or farmers. It can be a farmer that's not a director, or it could be a farmer that's associate director to go forward. So that's going to be something that we have to decide at our area meeting. So we're going to kind of be on a pretty fast pace to try to get that resolved if Steve and Joe don't allow their names to go forward. So May the 12th, virtual Area 2 meeting, 10 to 12. And to register for that, the link should be live in the information that Steve
is that it, Debbie? Sent.
Yes. And thank you, Steve, for agreeing to allow your name to go forward.
I'll look for the check.
Okay. It's in the mail.
All right. One other quick thing we were kind of discussing a little bit before we actually started. I was just saying what everybody's feeling is as far as actually having the next board meeting in person. Would you rather still do a virtual call? So I'm going to go down the list and you can say yes, you'd like to be in person, or no, you would not like to be in person. Okay? Steve Hill.
I'm an abundance of caution guy, but I'll say yes.
Okay.
Yes, what? Yes, live?
Yeah. Mike?
Yes.
Dennis?
Which Mike? Oh, okay.
No.
Did Mike Sands get on?
Yeah, Mike Sands is on.
Oh, I'm sorry, I missed you.
Okay.
All right, Mike Sands, would you like to, yes, to have a meeting in person, no, to not have a meeting in person?
In a... Err on caution, but I'm willing to do it.
Okay. Runkle.
Yes.
Tom's gone. He'll probably be yes. But Bradford.
Yes.
Okay. All right, so the majority say yes, but it's something we're going to talk about. I'll get with Greg, and we'll see what we're going to do, and see if we can find a location that everybody would feel comfortable on. It's nothing definite yet. We're just putting it in the getting it into motion.
What about committees?
And what about committees? People feel that you can come to committees, or do you want to do that on the phone again? So we'll do the same thing. We'll go through the list again. Steve Hill.
The Education Committee works really well on Zoom. I guess that's because of Brad, and the Legislative Committee, I guess, is a little bit finished with its business for now.
Okay.
Yes or no?
So yes or no?
I guess that's a yes phone.
Okay. Yes phone, so that'd be a no in person. All right, Mike Bennett.
Well, I kind of in a quandary, seeing I don't come to the committee meetings so very often, so I don't voting for somebody else to show up and me not. So I'd kind of like to pass on this.
Okay. Dennis?
No.
Okay. Runkle?
Yes.
Tom Bradford?
Yes, I think it's important for the tech committee to be.
Mike Sands?
Yes.
All right. So that's something else we'll look at, and we'll let you know as far as committee meetings being in person or on the phone again. Other than that, we don't have anything else unless somebody...
Hey, Len.
Yes.
Len, one thing, I'm sorry to interrupt, but one thing that we do need to at least say during the board meeting, I see in the Operations Committee report that the desktop guide for fiscal operations has been reviewed, and it's required that that at least be said during a board meeting so it gets in the minutes. Even though you did consent agenda, just let everybody know that
that's
the desktop guide has been reviewed.
That's an ongoing, all-the-time phenomena, but whatever.
Okay.
Sorry.
So we reviewed the desktop.
It's in
during the committee.
The board approved the operation.
And the board approved it, so I think we're fine. But thank you, Debbie.
I'm not here.
If there's anything else?
Yes, the date for the committee meetings.
It's what? Let me get my calendar.
That will be the 20th. And the district manager is leaning toward in person right here.
All right. And it's the 20th right now. We'll let you know, but most likely it probably will be in person. But we'll let you know definitely.
Okay. And 20th in Culpeper at 8:30 or something, right?
9:00.
Or it'd be 9:00 for personnel.
Okay.
Well, there's nothing else. Need a motion to adjourn.
I so move. Dennis Fairhop.
All righty. Well, thank you all for the call.
Thank you.
All righty. Goodbye.
Thank you.
All right. One more board meeting in the bucket.